With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate has given final approval to that bipartisan plan that temporarily funds federal operations and disaster aid. President Biden has signed it into law. Wisconsin GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden has proposed a new measure. He says it might stave off the threat of a government shutdown every time Congress is up against a new budget deadline.
Paid, the post office, which I love, by the way, gets paid, the Border Patrol gets paid, all the bills get paid, the lights stay on, but Congress, the members of Congress, that's the House and the Senate, do not get paid, and we do not get back paid.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blocking from quickly advancing a bill that would allow local law enforcement agencies to track drones. It ensures Congress will not act this year on the sightings that have been bewildering and frightening residents in the eastern U.S. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for the Biden administration to get to the bottom of the drone controversy.
Most of these drones are probably hobbyists or pranksters or innocent explanation, but the next time it could be one carrying sarin or VX. Or it could be collecting, using sensitive technology to collect signals from around military bases.
Cotton was appearing this week on the Salem Radio Network. 38 people are dead in a crash between a bus and a large truck in southeastern Brazil. And 38 people are confirmed dead. More than 100, though, are missing in Congo. That after an overloaded ferry capsized. This is SRN News. Most Americans fear enemies from within.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Appeals court in Louisiana ruling NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on its exchange. That decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's SEC approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, also women, and racial minorities on their boards. This is SRN News. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has a wish list for the incoming Trump administration.
This includes oil and gas exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and reversing restrictions on logging and road building. Dunleavy has asked President-elect Trump to issue a state-specific executive order aimed at achieving those goals and others. Along with other Republican political leaders in the state, he has expressed excitement about Mr. Trump's return to the White House and sees him as being much more friendly to resource development in Alaska than President Biden. John Scott reporting.
Farmers in Georgia still reeling 2 months after Hurricane Helene blew away cotton, destroyed cucumbers and other crops, uprooted pecan trees and more. Agribusiness in a number of southern states saw costly damage as well, and they're still trying to rebound. More details at SRNnews.com.